Nitrous oxide hits the brain within seconds of inhalation. Because gas is heavier than air, your vocal cords vibrate slower, which lowers the pitch of your voice. But the reason I take nitrous oxide is because it prevents oxygen from entering the bloodstream, causing a short burst of extreme euphoria. Everyone always says whippets are dangerous because they kill your brain cells. And sure, neurotoxicity sounds bad, but is it really? We automatically assume that all our brain cells are good. But perhaps, like the forests of California, our brains sometimes require a controlled burn. And you see, a few months ago, I discovered that nitrous oxide is a greenhouse gas. And scientists have concluded that it contributes substantially to climate change.
Whippets aren't bad for me. They're bad for the planet.
I couldn't possibly quit cold turkey, so my plan was to only do whippets with people who had never done them before. This worked well for a while, but after a bad breakup, I was swiping on dating apps compulsively. Then I suddenly realized I'm sitting on a gold mine of whippet virgins. I did whippets with people you wouldn't believe. Teachers, CEOs, politicians, even doctors. Sometimes, after a box of whippets, my dates expect us to engage in sexual activity. My solution to this problem is to tell them I have whippet dick, a term that I hope they do not Google search. But my plan, it had failed. I was doing more whippets than ever before. But dear listeners, I think I'm in love. After my last date sucked every molecule of gas out of my big blue balloon and blew it into the atmosphere, nothing happened. I had never seen anything like it. A whippet-proof woman. What could it be about her brain? Maybe she doesn't have any of the bad brain cells. Maybe she has a vitamin B12 deficiency. Or maybe, for her, life is just like being on whippets all of the time. That's certainly how I feel when I'm with her. Anywho, no more excuses. For the sake of the planet, I'm putting down the balloon for good. So you are welcome. And for my part, I'll say, I think I'm gonna be okay. I have lots of things in my life I love besides whippets. For example, I have to admit I'm quite the dancer. But this is the last one in the box. My very last whippet ever. And I'm happy to be doing it with you. All right, let's go.
Piper, fuck, taste it.